First, I want to say how wonderful it is and thank you for the floor, the new tile floor downstairs.
首先我感谢你们把楼下那个的地板换了，非常非常好。
That is a wonderful, beautiful gift to the Lord.
是感谢神给的礼物。
And we all get to enjoy his new floor.
我们都来尽情地享受这个新的地板。
Also, I went to a prayer meeting in Chinatown last week.
上个星期我去中国城参加了一个祷告会。
All the Christian Missionary Alliance Chinese churches have a prayer meeting there once every month.
每个月在那里有一个祷告会。
It was my first time to ride the train down to New York City.
是我第一次坐火车去纽约的中国城。
God got me to the prayer meeting on time.
感谢主，我没有迟到。
All of our co-workers in the Chinese churches in New York City are praying for you.
那里的同工也都在为你们祷告。
And they wanted me to give you their greeting in Christ.
让我把他们的祝福从主里带给你们。
I'm beginning a new series of sermons.
我现在开始一个新系列的正道。
Most of our congregation is happy that I'm finished with the book of Judges.
大家都比较高兴，因为我终于完成了士师记的这一章的这本书的正道。
And now I'm beginning to preach from the New Testament in the book of Romans.
现在我开始讲新约里头的，用罗马书来给大家做正道。
Because of all of the war and difficult things in Judges, it is often people's least favorite book in the Bible.
士师记因为里面有很多战争很多困难的事情，一般人也不太喜欢士师记。
But Romans is often people's favorite book in the Bible.
但罗马书往往是大家最喜欢的一本书。
One commentator said that this is the profoundest book in the world.
曾有人说罗马书是最深奥的一本书。
I don't think profoundest is an English word, but I like it.
我觉得 profounded 好像都不是一个正宗的英文词儿，但是我很喜欢这个词儿。
Martin Luther said something amazing about this letter Paul wrote to the Romans.
马丁路德曾经说过这么一句话。
He said, the epistle is the chief book of the New Testament, the purest gospel. It deserves not only to be known word for word by every Christian, but to be the subject of meditation day by day, the daily bread of the soul. The more time one spends on it, the more precious it appears.
马丁路德曾经说，这本书信，是新约里头的最重要的一本书。它是最纯洁的福音。它不仅是每一个基督徒都应该知道的一本书，它更是我们每天要用它来默想神的话的一本书，而且是每日的灵粮。
With apologies to students, I have a homework assignment for you.
不好意思，我要告诉你们，我是有作业的。
I would like you to sit down with the book of Romans and read it from the first chapter, the first verse, to the last chapter, and the last verse without getting up.
作业就是要把罗马书从第一节just the first chapter.
The whole book.
The whole book. 把罗马书这整本书从头读到尾，一次读下来，不要停。
And when you're finished reading the whole book, I have one more small assignment for you.
等你读完了呢，还有一个小作业。
I want you to write the central message of the book of Romans in one sentence.
把罗马书的中心思想用一句话给概括出来。
And for those of you who would like some homework help, I have a suggestion.
你们如果想把这个作业做好的话，我有一个建议。
The first seven verses that we just read are a summary of the whole book.
这个建议就是说告诉你，提示你前七节就是这一本书的中心思想。
In fact, in the original Greek language, these seven verses are all one sentence.
在这用希腊原文这个书写的时候，这前七句话，这前七个 words 是前七节是一句话。
The book of Romans will either teach you or remind you of what it means to know Jesus Christ.
罗马书就会教你，或者是提醒你，告诉你，什么是耶稣基督。
The book of Romans will then teach you each step it takes to mature and grow in Christ.
罗马书接下来会教你，怎么样，在耶稣基督里成长。
And the book of Romans will bring you, if you believe and obey the things God teaches you, to a place of fellowship with Christ that you cannot even imagine.
罗马书啊会教你，来学习怎么样在圣经里，在耶稣基督里，和神交流。
I've been studying this book for 50 years.
我已经学了这本书学了五十年了。
Since I was a boy.
从我还是个小孩的时候。
And every time I read it, I learn something wonderful and rich and new.
我每次读罗马书。依然还是会学到新的东西。
So next month when I preach again, I'll encourage you to read the whole book again.
所以下个月我来给你们讲到的时候，我会鼓励你再把它读一遍。
And then in December when I preach from this book again, I will encourage you to read it again.
十二月份我再来讲到的时候，我还是讲罗马书，我会要求你再读一遍。
And you can share the rich things that God is telling you and teaching you with one another.
你们可以互相分享神教导的丰盛。
Proverbs 2:4 tells us, "Search for the truth as for gold."
箴言第二章四节说，要寻找神的话，如同寻找金子。
Now I'll start by telling you why God led the Apostle Paul to write this book.
首先，我先来讲讲，是这个Paul是在什么样情况下写的这本书。
I'll give you first just some personal human reasons why he would want to write this letter.
首先我们先从人的角度看，他为什么要写这封信。
Paul was a Roman citizen.
保罗是一个罗马公民。
During this time, Rome was the central city in Western civilization in Europe and the Middle East.
在这个时期，罗马是西方的一个中心。
Your course in Western civilization teaches you that all roads at this time all led to Rome.
在西方文化也有这么一句话，就是说。条条大路通罗马。
So if Paul could take the gospel message to Rome, the message would then go to every city in what was their known world.
如果保罗能把福音传到罗马，这福音就会传遍很多很多的地方。
There was a church that began as early as the second chapter of Acts in the city of Rome.
在罗马，在《使徒行传》第二章曾提到，当时在罗马，就有了最早的教会，就是基督徒的群体。
I know this because what Peter preached a sermon, his first sermon in Acts chapter 2.
彼得，在他第一次讲到，这是在传道书的第二章里头。
And Acts tells us that of the 2,000 people who believed in Christ, they were from all the Roman world.
在那次彼得讲到有2,000人信主，他们都是从罗马来的。
So they were from Europe and the Middle East and Africa.
他们是从欧洲中东和非洲来的。
Paul wanted to take the good news of Jesus Christ to people who'd never heard of Jesus before.
保罗是想把福音传给从来没有听到过福音的人。
Because there was already a church in Rome, he wanted to just use Rome as a temporary place, a base of operation.
因为当时在罗马已经有了这个教会，所以保罗就想用这个地方来作为他的一个基地。
He tells them of his longing to go and be a missionary in Spain.
他讲了他想去西班牙传道。
So you know the human reasons why Paul wanted to go to Rome.
这就是从人的角度看，保罗为什么选择去罗马。
But the main reason is that Jesus Christ, his master, told him to go to Rome.
但更重要的是因为耶稣基督告诉他要去那里。
Now let me tell you more about Paul himself.
现在我再给你们讲讲关于保罗这个人。
You know that that wasn't the name that his mother named him when he was born.
保罗出生的时候他的名字并不是保罗。
She named him Saul.
他给他起名叫扫罗。
But when Jesus met Saul on the road to Damascus, he changed his name.
当耶稣在去大马士革的路上见到保罗的时候，他就要求他把名字改成保罗。
And the word Paul means little in Greek.
保罗这个名字在希腊语里头意思是小的意思。
So if you agree with me that Paul is a great man,
如果你同意我的意思的话，保罗是一个很了不起的人，很伟大的人。
You might agree with me that great men are sometimes short.
但你也知道，有时候很了不起的人其实个子并不高。
The next thing about Paul is he is a servant of Jesus Christ.
其次呢，保罗是基督耶稣的仆人。
The word for servant that's used in this original Greek language is a special word.
它在希腊原文中用到的表示仆人这个意思的词是一个非常特别的词。
Paul chose the word for the lowest form of slave in the Roman Empire.
保罗用的词的意思就是就在奴隶里头也是最低级别的奴隶。
This is not the slave that worked in the master's house and got to wear nice clothing and taste the master's wine before he drank it.
不是那种职位还比较好的仆人，比如说在主人的房间里头端茶送水的那种仆人。
No, Paul is saying that he is the lowest slave with no rights, and he is the property of the master.
保罗说他自己是最低的仆人，没有任何自己的权利和财产。
This servant was not to have his own ideas.
这个仆人甚至没有自己的想法。
He was only to represent the thoughts and the message of his master.
他完全是要代表他的主人的意思。
This slave did not have a right to his own life. He could be ordered to do anything, no matter how dangerous, for the good of the master.
他甚至没有权利决定自己的生命，他会无条件的去做他的主人要求他做的任何事。
His only ambition in life was to serve his master.
他唯一的生活目标就是服侍这个主人。
As Paul is writing this letter to these Jewish Christians in Rome, they needed to know why they should believe him.
所以保罗在写这封信，给罗马这些犹太人写这封信的时候，他要想办法让他们相信他。
And you and I may have the same question: Why should I believe Jesus?
大家可能都可能会有这个问题，说我那我为什么要信耶稣？
Paul is saying that the message that he will deliver to the Romans is from Jesus Christ himself.
保罗在信里说，他写的这些意思都是完全直接来 子于耶稣的。
That brings us to Paul's next description of himself. He said he is also an apostle.
接下去啊，保罗描述他自己，说他自己是一个使徒。
In saying this, he takes equal status with the original 12 disciples of Jesus.
他是那个十二个使徒中之一。
Matthew and Luke and the James and the other apostles.
和马太呀、路加等其他使徒并列的使徒之一。
An apostle is a person sent on a mission.
使徒呢，是被派去执行一个使命。
Now I have to ask you, did any of you study psychology? Anybody? Just raise your hand.
有没有人学过心理学？举手。
I was a psychologist once.
我是学心理学的。
And we used to give people a psychological test to find out if they were crazy or not.
我们会问大家一些关于心理方面的问题，来看这个人是不是精神正常。
And one of the questions, I always gave the crazy answer.
有一个问题，我回答的时候总是这样回答。
The question is, are you a special agent from God?
这个问题是你是神特意派来的特工吗？
And I thought, apostle, somebody sent by someone else on a mission.
使徒就是神特意派来的这么一个特别的人。
So I always answer, yes, I'm a special agent of God.
我的回答总是说是的，我是，这就像我好像是疯了。
And so is every Christian.
这每一个基督徒都应该是这样回答。
So I encourage you, if you take that psychological test, give the crazy answer.
如果真的有人问你这个问题的话，不要怕，应该回答是Yes.
The Apostle Paul was either crazy or he was really sent by God on a mission.
这个保罗他要不就是疯了，要不他就真的是神特派来的。
He said that his message was the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他说他的信息是基督耶稣的福音。
Now the gospel is literally in the original language good news.
福音的原意就是好消息。
I have another question for you about the culture we live in here in North America.
我想问你一个关于我们生活的这个美国的问题。
I have probably not known so many discouraged people at any other time in my life.
最近这段时间我接触到很多人都很沮丧。
My friends and neighbors are discouraged about the economy.
我的朋友跟邻居为了这个经济市场的情况很沮丧。
We're discouraged because the Congress can't agree on anything to do.
国会也不能那个达成协议。
People are discouraged because they're not sure they'll have good health insurance in the future.
人们很担心他们有没有医疗保险，也让人们觉得很沮丧。
College graduates are discouraged because they don't know if they'll be able to find a job.
大学毕业生也不知道能不能找到工作。
I cannot think of a time in history or a place that needed good news more than the people around us right now.
看起来我们在此时此刻此地是最需要福音的了。
So when Paul said that he was sent, set apart for the good news of Christ, that is wonderful news.
所以保罗说他来传福音，这真是太好的消息了。
The next exciting thing is that his message is the same message you and I are to share with our friends and our neighbors.
他在罗马书中的信息也是我们需要向我们的朋友跟邻居去传达的信息。
Paul summarized the message of the gospel in verses 2-7.
保罗接下来在从第二节到第七节就讲他要传达的信息。
He said the message promised beforehand through the prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
他说这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Paul wanted these Jewish Christians to understand there's an essential link between the Old and the New Testament.
保罗想让这些在罗马的犹太人知道新约跟旧约之间的关联。
Sometimes people get confused and think the Old Testament was not the same as the New Testament.
有时候大家可能会有些疑惑，觉得旧约跟新约很不一样。
But Jesus came to say that he did not come to remove a comma or a period from the Old Testament.
但是耶稣基督来到世上，对我们说，他不是来废除旧约，说律法的一点一画也不会废去。
Jesus came to fulfill the Old Testament.
耶稣来是为了实现旧约的。
The second thing he tells us about the gospel is it's the good news concerning his son, God's son.
接下来他就讲这个福音，是讲神的儿子。
Jesus Christ himself is the good news.
耶稣基督他本人就是这个福音。
He is our message.
他也是我们需要的信息。
When you think of good news, what do you think about?
你一提到福音和好消息，你是怎么想的呢？
Some of us think, oh, my job is secure. I'll work another year.
有的人可能觉得，哦，我的工作还不错，我还能再做一年，这是个好消息。
Some people think, oh, I got accepted to the college of my dreams.
有人觉得，哦，太好了，我被我最想上的大学录取了。
Or I married the person I always wanted to marry.
或者是我娶到了或者嫁给了我一直想要的人。
But all these kinds of good news are just temporary.
但这些好消息都是短暂的。
The kind of good news that's really great news is more important than that.
真正的好消息是比这个更重要的。
Jesus Christ came to give us forgiveness from God.
耶稣基督来为我们赎罪。
This is our greatest need.
这是我们最需要的。
Jesus came to give us life with God that begins right now while we're on earth.
耶稣基督来是赐给我们从神那里来的生命，从现在开始。
And Jesus came to give me hope that whether I live or die here, I have life in Christ that's forever.
耶稣基督来是给我永生的盼望，不管我在这个世上活多久。
Now that's the kind of good news. It's not affected by my circumstances on earth, and it's not even affected by whether I live or die here.
这样的好消息是不被任何环境所影响的。
Paul says that this good news is concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God in power through the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
保罗说，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
The Jewish Christians in Rome would have never believed in a Jesus who was not descended from King David.
这些在罗马的犹太人的基督徒，他们是不会相信耶稣基督的。假如说这个耶稣他不是大卫后裔生的。
Because the whole Old Testament promised that Jesus would be a descendant of David.
因为在旧约里头预表是说基督一定是从大卫后裔生的。
So Jesus was completely human.
耶稣他也是完全的人。
He was also completely God.
他也是完全的神。
We don't understand how that's possible.
虽然我们不明白这样，怎么可能这样？
Jesus said in John 10:30 that he and the Father were one.
耶稣在约翰福音十章三十节里说，父和子是一体。
When Jesus said he and the Father were one, the word means not just alike in the way they think, but essentially the same thing.
耶稣说这句话的时候，不只是意味着他们想法是一样的，他确实就是说，父跟子是一体的。
It's like saying H2O and water are one.
就像是说那个H2O 就是水分子的那个分子式，就是水跟水是一样的。
They're one because it's the same thing.
因为他们是一模一样的。
So Jesus and God the Father are one.
耶稣和父神是一位。
Well, what do you say to someone who says, I don't believe that?
可能有的人会说，我不相信。
Well, you tell them that God resurrected Jesus from the dead.
神把耶稣从死里复活。
Paul said that God himself, Father, God the Father, resurrected God the Son after he had been in the grave for 3 days.
保罗说，神把耶稣从死里复活，在他死后三天，把他从死里复活。
If Jesus was not telling the truth when he said the Father and I are one, the Father would have never brought him back to life.
如果这个耶稣说的父跟子是同一的，那父就不会把他从那个死里复活。
So Paul says here that God declared Jesus to be God the Son when he resurrected him. God the Father declared Jesus, God the Son, to be God when he resurrected him.
父神说耶稣是神，当他把他从死里复活的时候。
I bet that's hard to translate. Jesus Christ is our Lord.
耶稣基督是我们的主。
The word Lord in this original language is the balancing word to the word servant or slave.
在这个语言里头，主的意思就是仆人的对面的词。
They're opposites. One is a slave, the other the master.
他们两个就是相对的意思。
So Paul is saying, I am the lowest form of slave, and Jesus Christ is the highest form of master.
保罗就说我是最低层的仆人，耶稣基督是最高的主人。
The Bible calls Jesus the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
圣经里头还说，耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
In other letters, Paul said that Jesus has first place in the entire universe.
在保罗的其他书信中，他也说到耶稣在整个宇宙中是第一位的。
When he talks about the universe and why does the universe hold together, I'll give you some cosmology, not the kind with makeup though. He's talking about the universe holds together in Christ.
保罗说，他说到这宇宙，是被耶稣给聚集在一起的。
So Jesus Christ is the master of all emperors, kings, and prime ministers.
耶稣是万王之王。
He is the master of all CEOs.
是所有的公司总裁的主人。
He even has more authority than my mother.
他比我的妈妈还厉害。
So Jesus Christ is the master, and you and I are his servants.
耶稣基督是主，我们是他的仆人。
If we're his servants, then what's our mission?
如果我们是他的仆人的话，那我们的使命是什么呢？
Verses 5 and 6 tell us our mission.
第五节和第六节就讲我们的使命是什么。
It says, through him, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name through all the nations, including you who were called to belong to Jesus Christ.
And 保罗说, 我们从他受了恩惠, 并使徒的职分, 在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道, 其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
You remember when I told you to give the crazy answer that you are a special agent from God?
我前面提到, 让你们回答说, 是的, 我是神特派来的。
Paul does not say, I himself personally am an apostle.
保罗并没有说他自己是使徒。
He says, we have been given the grace to be called apostle.
他说, 我们都受了这个恩惠, 并且得到了使徒的身份。
So God has a mission for every follower of Jesus Christ.
神, 给每个人都有这样的使命, 给每一个基督徒都有这样的使命。
Our mission is to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all nations on earth.
我们的使命就是要在万国之中
So we are to invite all of the people of earth from every language and every country to know Jesus Christ.
我们的使命就是, 邀请, 越来越多的人, 不管他是哪个国家的说什么语言, 来, 认识耶稣。
And we're going to invite them to know him through faith.
我们要邀请他们来, 让他们, 通过信来, 认识耶稣。
Once people believe in Christ, Paul says that that belief will transform the way we live.
保罗说, 只要我们相信了耶稣, 这个信心会改变我们的人生。
Because our faith is in Christ, now we want to obey God.
如果我们在耶稣基督里有信心, 我们就愿意, ,相信神。
And we'll find out later in Romans, because God's Spirit lives in us, now we have the power to obey God.
在罗马书后面我们会学到, 如果我们有了, 圣灵, 我们就有能力来, 服从神。
And this is so exciting. When we obey God, we bring glory to our Heavenly Father.
当我们服从神的时候, 我们就荣耀神, 荣耀我们的天父。
If you had asked me when I was a young boy, could you ever bring glory to God by the way you act or talk or do anything, I would have thought you were crazy.
如果你问我, 在我小的时候, 你问我, 凭着我自己的表现, 我能不能荣耀神, 我肯定是觉得你疯了吧。
And my mother would have shaken her head and said, I'm not sure about that boy.
我妈妈肯定会说, oh, 不可能不行。
But God can so transform you and me that our lives bring him glory.
但是, 耶稣基督可以改变我们的人生, 让我们去荣耀神。
I hoped that someday if I grew up and did better things, I could make my mother and father proud of me.
我希望, 在我长大以后呢, 我会让我, 做让我父母, 骄傲的事。
I even dreamed that maybe my grandfather would be proud of me.
我甚至梦想着, 也许我的祖父也会为我感到骄傲。
But I never dreamed that I could make God, my Father, proud.
但我以前是做梦也想不到我可以去荣耀我的天父。
This is what it means to know Jesus Christ by faith.
这就是, 通过信心来真正认识耶稣的, ,意义。
This is our mission from God.
这是神给我们的使命。
Paul said that this mission was given to him by God's grace.
保罗说这个使命, 是, 他靠着神的恩惠得到的。
And now God has, by his grace, given you and me the same mission.
现在, 神用同样的恩惠给了你和我。
Then Paul shared how we're going to be able to do this.
接下来保罗说了我们怎么样才能做到。
He said, we will do this through him and for his name's sake.
他说我们是为他的名信服正道。
Jesus once said, believe in me and you can do anything.
耶稣曾经说过你只要相信我就没有不能成的事。
And he said, apart from Christ, I can do nothing.
他还说如果你远离基督就什么也做不成。
So we'll learn from the book of Romans how we can live in the power of God and not in our own weakness.
在罗马书中我们可以学到我们怎么样靠着神的力量去生活战胜自己的软弱。
Well, to whom did Paul write when he said all these wonderful things, all this good news?
保罗的这封信是写给谁的呢？
He says to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints.
他说这封信呢是写给所有的你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
And remember, he said that we were to take this good news to all nations.
他说我们要把这个福音传到万国。
So you could fill in any city in the world in this letter, and this letter would be addressed to that city too.
这封信呢可以送给世界上任何一个地方。
He could say to all those in New London.
他可以说我写信给你们在新伦敦的人。
To all those in Groton.
在所有在 Groton 的人。
Waterford, East Lyme.
所有这些我们这的地方。
Norwich. Beijing.
北京。
Yeah, any city in the entire world that Paul is saying to all of you who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God.
Yeah, 保罗说，我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安归于你们。
If you read the letters of Paul, most of them end with grace to you and peace from God.
保罗在这本书里经常提到的是恩惠平安从主从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Eventually you start to take those words for granted if you're not careful.
你如果不小心的话很容易把这些话就是成了个习惯听习惯了。
I don't want you to ever do that again.
我希望你不要这样，要把它要很认真的理解这段话。
So when he says, grace to you from God.
所以当他说从父神那里来的恩惠的时候。
Grace is when God gives me what I do not deserve.
恩惠的意思就是从神来的我们自己不配得的。
When I deserve a judgment from a holy God, Jesus instead gives me forgiveness.
当我还需要被审判的时候，耶稣给了我原谅。
When I don't deserve God's patience, I get a God who never gives up on me and never quits.
当我不配得到神的耐心的时候呢？神是却从来不放弃我。
I need God's grace every day of my life.
我每天都需要神的恩惠。
And then he says, and peace to you from God.
接下来他说平安从我们的父神。
Peace is an experience of unhindered fellowship with God.
平安就是和神之间没有阻隔的交通。
It means that there's no anger, no bitterness, no disagreement of any kind between me and a holy God.
意思就是在我跟神之间没有任何 愤怒、不满、或者不同意见。
When I think of him, there's only peace, no fear in my soul.
每当我想起神的时候，没有任何担心和害怕，只有平安。
And because of his grace, when he thinks of me, there's only peace in the heart of God and his love.
因为他的恩惠，在神，神在想着我的时候呢，就只有平安，因为他爱我。
We have all of this because of the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们拥有这些，完全是因为从耶稣基督来的福音。
I want to close with warning.
结束语呢，我要给你们一个提醒。
Now and then I meet someone who says, oh, I don't like what Paul said about this or what Paul said about that.
如果有人说，我不喜欢保罗说的这句话或者那句话。
Maybe you or I even ourselves are tempted sometimes to say, I that doesn't seem good. Why did Paul say that?
甚至你跟我有的时候也会觉得，为什么保罗这么说呢？
Before I decide Paul was wrong, I need to do one important thing.
在我敢怀疑保罗的时候，我首先要做一件事。
I need to get Romans out and read Paul's resume.
我要先把罗马书再读一遍，来看一看呢，保罗是一个什么样的人。
He is called by Jesus Christ himself to be a missionary.
他是神特召的，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音的人。
Paul is a messenger from Jesus Christ to all of us.
保罗是神派来的传信息的人。
He's been given his message by God himself.
这个信息是直接从神来的。
Paul is one that God used to do miracles.
保罗是耶稣基督给保罗能力让他行神迹的人。
Within 200 years, Europe had all heard of Jesus Christ.
在200年的时间里，整个欧洲就都听到了福音。
I don't have credentials like that.
我没有像保罗这么厉害的经历。
I serve the same master Paul serves.
我也服侍同样的一个主。
I don't have a message of my own.
我没有自己的信息。
I don't have a mission of my own.
我也没有我完全属于我自己的使命。
And I don't have any good news of my own.
我没有从我自己来的福音。
I only have what Jesus Christ gives me.
我只有耶稣基督给我的。
So I want you to believe and live the things that God teaches in this book of Romans.
所以我要你相信神在罗马书里面教我们的话。
This is God's word to us.
这是神对我们说的话。
God will transform us into the image of Jesus Christ through his truth.
神是用他的话来把我们改变成像耶稣一样的人。
May God bless you as you read the book of Romans.
愿神祝福你当你在读罗马书的时候。
Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the gift of Paul the Apostle.
神啊，谢谢你给我们的礼物，从保罗来的。
Thank you for the gift of your truth in this letter to the church in Rome.
感谢你给我们这样的礼物和这封保罗写给罗马的书。
Help us as together we read this book to hear what your Holy Spirit wants to teach us.
帮助我们在我们读这本书的时候能感受到圣灵。
Grant that this truth will not just inform our minds.
这个信息不光是给我们知识，
but will transform our lives.
更重要的是它会改变我们的人生。
make us messengers of this good news.
让我们也成为传达这个信息的使者。
And transform the lives of our friends and family and people that we meet every day.
去改变其他的我们生活中能遇到的人的生命。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.